Welcome to the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast by Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley, the weekly show that makes wedding planning fun again. Here, you'll go from planning panic, that constant sense of feeling overwhelmed, stressed out, and needing to please those around you, to being in control again, feeling confident, encouraged, and calm in planning the day you've always dreamed of. From interviews with industry experts to firsthand planning tips and more, you'll learn ways to make wedding planning easy, affordable, and as stress-free as possible. Now here's your host, Felicia Zammit McMahon.
Hello and welcome to the premiere episode of the Step-by-Step Wedding Prep Podcast. I'm so excited you've joined us today, and this is a show where I like to say we teach you everything you need to know to plan your wedding like a pro. This is an absolutely free resource for all the budget-strapped, stressed out, overwhelmed, and confused couples who truly want a beautiful wedding day but have absolutely no idea how to get there or have more questions than they have answers to. If you've ever gotten so stressed out that you thought about throwing in the towel and eloping, then this show is for you. And guess what? If you do want to elope, we have you covered also. At the end of the day, we all want a beautiful wedding, but we don't want to completely lose it in the process. Each week, we'll tackle the most common wedding planning questions couples have, as well as some questions you may not know you need to ask. We'll share first-person insights and have incredible guests who are all leading experts in their fields, from photographers to DJs to wedding planners and so much more. We'll have a new episode available every Wednesday, and you can find this show wherever you find podcasts, including Apple Podcasts and Spotify. So before we start, let me tell you a little bit about myself and why I'm so passionate about wedding planning. A few years back when I was planning my wedding, I was completely naive to the wedding planning world. I had been to weddings and always enjoyed them, but to plan my own was a completely different story. As with most everyone planning a wedding, this is the first and usually the only time you're doing it, so you have a lot to learn in a relatively short amount of time. There's a huge learning curve involved. Now, my husband and I are both only children. We're the first in our families to get married in like 20 years, and we were the first in our group of local friends to get married. So we literally had no resources or past experiences to pull from other than seeing what we liked at other weddings. We got engaged in December and decided to start planning the following January after the craziness of the holidays came and went. Now, we knew weddings were expensive, but we really didn't have any clue whatsoever of the actual amount we'd be investing. We created our budget literally by pulling a number out of thin air and deciding we were comfortable with that. So, P.S., don't do that. So January came and we attended our first wedding expo, and we very quickly realized that this arbitrary number that we pulled out of nowhere was completely and utterly unrealistic. We had a major wake-up call, and we realized our budget would only get us as far as a small wedding venue. Forget everything else, like photos, DJs, and all that. And trust me, you never want to be in this situation. It was gut-wrenching, and honestly, it was all our fault because we didn't take the time to do our research beforehand to get a feel for what things actually cost. So later that night, as I was reviewing all the information we picked up at the show, I got the scare of my life. I started feeling severe chest pains and had trouble breathing. And I tried to ignore it, but it just got worse to the point where I seriously thought I was having a heart attack. I was petrified to the point where I was even too scared to call 911 because I didn't want to accept the fact that this was happening. Thankfully, after some time, things calmed down, but I made sure I got to the doctor right away. My doctor told me I was having extreme symptoms of panic and anxiety, which I had never had before, and I'm sad to say that while the symptoms never got that bad again, it wasn't the only time I felt anxiety and panic while planning my wedding, and I'm sure many of you listening right now can relate to that. I always thought planning a wedding should be a fun and enjoyable experience, and I still truly believe that, but it certainly wasn't feeling that way early on. We had an almost 2-year engagement, and again, I had no idea engagements could sometimes last that long, and had an extremely hard time finding useful information online about my specific wedding questions. I found everything to be either very generic or missing the point altogether. I was so lost and stressed out. Thankfully, the wedding vendors we hired were able to guide us through the planning process flawlessly. And of course, why not? They're the experts and do weddings every weekend. I remember saying to myself many, many times throughout the whole planning process, if only I knew this already, things would be so much easier. And so that's why I started Wedding Connections of the Hudson Valley. I wanted to share everything I learned with other engaged couples so they could plan their wedding easily and have fun doing it. I wanted them to know everything they needed to know ahead of time. I wanted to connect them to advice and tips from the best wedding professionals in the Hudson Valley. I wanted a place where real Hudson Valley locations could be showcased, because when you're trying to find pictures of what your venue could look like or what your wedding photos could look like and you can't find those specific places, it's extremely frustrating. Now, while the blog is mainly Hudson Valley based, this podcast is not. Why? Because no matter where you're from, the questions we tackle on the show pertain to everyone, no matter if you're from New York or not. Yes, we'll have a Hudson Valley experts on, but we'll also have experts from all across the country answering your most pressing questions. So as you could see, this show is for you. If you have a burning question you'd like answered, send it along. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at SBS Wedding Prep, where you can message us and use the hashtags SBS Wedding Prep and hashtag Wedding Wednesdays in your posts. Of course, you can find us over at WeddingConnectionsHV.com, where you'll find the podcast and all things Hudson Valley wedding related. Please make sure to subscribe to the show so you'll never miss an episode. And if you know anyone that's getting married that could use a little help, please make sure you send our show their way. It would mean the world to me to know I can make a difference for someone who could really use some help. Again, I'd like to thank you for sharing your time with me today, and I look forward to speaking with you next week. Until then, happy planning.